Welcome to Off Dice and Myths, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast with a radio show twist. Master player, production person. This is season two of Isle of Destiny. We did it. Woo! Woo! Ben's still DMing. I'm not.
Spooky ghosts.
It's the ghost butts.
This is the ghost butt arc, right?
That's actually what the podcast is secretly about. We said it was going to be about D&D and the like. It's actually about ghost butts.
Yeah.
Just being told in a D&D medium.
I guess we'll go around and reintroduce our characters.
Yeah.
I play Nesrin. She is a human barbarian, level 3. She's got bright red hair. She's neutral good. Yeah, she really likes masks.
I'll go next. I'm Desrinan, still talking. I'm a ranger, level 3, half elf. And I'm a most pretty rangery ranger. Bestest way to describe it.
Most rangery ranger to ever range.
You darn tootin'.
Getting a little cowboy vibes here.
All right, my bad.
I'm Ashley, and I play Skye Gilmore. She is a level 3 monk, and she likes to bat people with frying pans.
Hi, and my name is Evan, and I've already done the voice, so I'm going to keep going. And I play Asin, son of Sayershi. He's a warlock of the celestial variety, and he's a man-witch from the highlands. He's level 3 and he's a half-elf, but he don't know it.
That same goes for Desmond as well.
You guys are pointy. Ooh.
Yeah, we just got pointy faces.
What's it to that?
Pointy faces, pointy ears, pointy noses.
No, I got sharp features, all right?
It's angular.
That's some extra sharp cheddar. And I am Ben, and I will be crafting this upside-down pineapple cake of a world going on right now. The last time that we left, you all were ushered through a tunnel opposite to the tunnel you had come through previously. Upon being taken there, you found there were some practically little hobbit holes kind of rooms that you were all allowed to rest in and recuperate, and you were very much encouraged to do so by Maggie, saying that, "You're a bit of a celebrity now, so you've probably got a big day ahead of you. And it probably doesn't help that days here don't always last what you'd think of as a normal day. So..."
Aye, is it getting to be winter? Are the days getting shorter?
It's... in a way, the days are getting to be what the days feel like, but we certainly are coming to winter.
Days feel like?
Well, aye. Yeah, you know, it's the same way you stay up as long as you like. The day does the same. Well, all right, have a chipper one. What? I'll be back by in a bit. And with that, you do all have individual rooms that everyone can go to if they choose to.
But days have feelings. Didn't know that.
Maybe when they're sad, it rains.
So what do you think the day is feeling when it snows?
Bitter? Drugs.
Maybe the day is like shaking out the lice and stuff. It's just snow.
Oh, yeah. That could be a clean day.
I mean,
my village cleaned a lot. I don't know. Do you guys know what a bath is?
I'm going to scratch my head and say the water was just too cold up in the highlands mostly. I mean...
You heat it.
Why would you go around doing that? You got to get right in the river directly from the snow melt.
Sure, I guess that'll wake you up.
I mean, we do that like once a month.
This one shudders.
Hygiene definitely was
questionable.
A bit different historical thing. The Vikings were crazy for bathing once a week, so, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's actually what Saturday still means in Finnish and Danish is bath day.
Hmm.
You know what Saturdays are for? They're for bath day.
That's right. It's not my birthday.
No, bath day, not
birthday. A what? Asin is confounded by the concept of a bath.
Alright, here, let me explain it to you. He doesn't and starts going into detail on how a bath works.
How much detail is there in how a bath works?
For discerning.
What's your grooming like?
You see, you dump in the water that looks clean.
Aye.
You scratch your head a bunch of times.
Okay, yeah.
Until it doesn't feel greasy-ish. And then you walk out, and then you're done.
So it sounds like exactly what I've been doing, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe just a bit longer.
Right, we're on the same page.
All
right.
You just wash your head, hey? We don't need to talk about that. I'm going to bed.
I mean, we don't need to talk about our bathing habits, but I mean...
I don't think the Fae listeners would really like to just talk about bath time.
We're celebrities, remember?
Whatever that is. Anything is interesting when you're a celebrity.
The door closes.
What time of day is it right now?
So as you guys had been ushered in there, it was a bit hard to tell due to the density of the trees around you guys. Everything is kind of in this twilight, but it did seem to be getting darker. It did seem to be approaching whatever passes for night in this place.
Well, I'm going to go replenish my arrows.
Okay, you have fun with that. I'm just gonna go take a nap.
That's good.
Shuts the door.
The whole room was a mimic. Ah.
Oh, shit.
No, I haven't gotten a chance to be an evil DM in a while, so I have these thoughts.
Well,
you're on air right now.
Yeah.
Let yourself.
No. So yes, Osin retires for an evening. Nesrin has gone to bed. Dizernan, you said you were going to replenish arrows?
Yeah, I imagine I had lost some arrows in the past days, so I was going to make sure my quiver was full.
Yes, you are missing several from your encounters, being fairly well-versed in it. You think it should be pretty easy to, at the very least, get started on them. And, Skye, what are you doing in all this?
Skye would have gone to, like, her room and is just kind of looking at the amulet, so I'm trying to figure it out.
You can make an arcana check for me, if you would like, as Skye kind of pokes and prods at this amulet. So after a good little bit of time poking and prodding at this thing and trying to figure out what in the world it's supposed to point to, you can see that as it spins, it doesn't seem to want to settle entirely, but it does seem to like a particular direction that it keeps pointing in a little bit more than anywhere else, and you make a mental note of that direction in your head.
Got it.
And so discerning. So the tunnel had two directions you could kind of go. There was the direction you had come from, and there was the direction further down the tunnel that you did see. When Maggie left you guys, she had gone that direction.
I'll head down that direction, you know, go to any place I can go, so it seemed like a good arrow-building place.
So it doesn't take very long to get through the rest of this tunnel, and these tunnels are very earthen, very much like a mole tunnel or something like that. Although set into the dirt of these walls every, probably like 15 feet or so, is a large chunk of quartz. It glows reasonably bright, enough that it's dim light through these tunnels. So while not daylight, you're certainly able to make your way around without too much trouble. But yeah, it only takes you a couple of minutes walking down this before it opens back up, and it does seem to, while there is a path leading through the very mossy undergrowth of the area, you see there seem to be a number of kind of smaller saplings, very ideal for very straight shoots like you would use for arrows. Just kind of right here near the start where the tunnel opens up going into this forested area. It has gotten noticeably darker at this point.
You should do fine. As long as there's no fae whatchamacallit that says it's a bad thing to do that. You'll look around, make sure no one is like, you're about to do a terrible thing. And you'll try to remember if there's any kind of like fae story that's like, don't go picking the saplings or they'll eat your toes.
Well, go ahead and make a perception check for me as you look around to see if you are being watched or anything.
That will be an 18.
So looking around, everything seems to actually be oddly quiet. But there doesn't seem to be any watchful eyes on you or anything like that, so...
You'll give it a shrug and start picking some good sticks for his arrows.
All right, go ahead and just do a survival roll for me.
That's going to be an 18 as well.
Oh, dang. All right. Well, let's... So you find three really good ones that stand out and don't even require much effort to, maybe a little pruning, but that's about it. And you feel relatively satisfied with your little collection here. I think with a little attention and care, they'll make some fine arrows.
Wonderful. How many arrows would you say I would have after these?
I mean, you'd have before. You had like 40-something? Or was it not that many?
Each quiver can only hold 20.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's other games that have really big quivers.
You're a really big quiver.
Thanks? Or were you talking to Ben there?
I mean, I don't know. It seems better than a really tiny quiver.
It's not about how big your quiver is. It's how much you can fit in there, you know?
Seems very dependent on the size, but...
Well, I think it's most important that your quiver is full and that you fill the earth with your bounty. Anyway.
There we go.
You have, including your special arrow, as far as arrows you currently have, you have about 15, and then you can make another 3.
Okay.
The ones you've just found.
Cool. I will do that.
Go ahead and make another survival roll for me as you devote some time to making these arrows.
That will be a 7.
So it's rather slow going. They are perhaps a little greener, is ideal for working with in this scenario, but over the course of several hours, you do manage to split them properly and get the arrowheads in there, but it does take you quite a bit of time.
Okay.
Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to do?
Besides that, no. Probably we'll head back. I'll probably strike a torch, so this way I have a little more light around me as I go back.
Wonderful, so you're fairly adept at lighting with some flint and Chet. You wouldn't really have steel, but you're able to spark a torch fairly easily and make your way back to the rooms without too much event. After all, it wasn't terribly far away.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, retire for the evening.
Yep.
And everyone gets a good night's rest. Desertin, you're a little tired. You were up a little late, but all in all, it's not like you were doing anything too strenuous, so just feel a little tired. And it is, I guess we'll say, 8 hours later. Time's a little weird, but everyone gets a long rest.
Okay.
Before you're each awoken by the sound of a little...
What? Hello?
He's gonna go to the door. He's just gonna go to his door. I imagine he sleeps fully clothed and ready to run at a moment's notice. So he just bolts up out of whatever bed he's in, just like, all right, I'm ready to go. Hello.
And upon opening the door, you just see the hallway or the tunnel out in front, and you kind of look around. Suddenly a distinct crested little head pops over, and it's a woodpecker. And it's,
oh, hello there, little friend.
Kind of cocks its head a little bit and door again.
Hold on, I got this. Wanitaye. And then he starts tapping on the wood too. Hello. He can't speak with animals.
Yes, in for anyone else that would be watching this, it starts coming across as this very odd series of a scene tapping on the door and the bird tapping on the door as well as some odd chirps thrown in there as well. But seeing you are able to understand.
You've already slept for quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Thanks for waking me up.
Yep, no problem. Plus, there were some tasty bugs in there.
Oh, I bet. Kind of dig them. Ooh, is there one that he can find?
Roll just a d20 for me.
You got it.
Roll for bug.
That's a 9.
As you dig in there, you see the tail end of a little grub, but as you try to dig at it, it wiggles its way just a little deeper down its tunnel.
Couldn't get you another little snack, but I bet you're better at it than I am anyway.
Oh, most certainly.
As it reaches in and using its pointed little beak, just grabs the little grub right out and just munches it up.
The grub's like,
oh, yeah, it's screaming in horror.
Oh my God.
So wait, if you speak with animals, does that count for bugs too?
Bugs are animals, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think it has to have an intelligence score higher than 2.
Okay.
But so the grub's getting pulled out. It's just, oh, fucking fight me. I'll never take me alive. It's the circle of life.
Aw, look at the little guy eating dinner. Or breakfast.
Okay, is there anything else you need to tell me? Or should I just get the other ones up?
Oh, Maggie said, you're all wanted outside.
Oh, no, that means... Wait, wanted dead or alive?
I don't know. And he just gets another grub.
Didn't say anything about that.
Asin shrugs, and he's going to go over and start knocking on other people's doors.
It was one initial room, and you each had like little rooms going off of it with other doors.
Particularly Nesrin's first, because he knows that's what the one she was in. Oi!
What? What? She'll open the door. What?
The bird said it's time to wake up.
Oh, and she's just wearing like her tunic that like goes down to her knees, and like all of her hair is unbraided, but it's like Merida level.
Oof. I was gonna say severe bedhead.
Yeah, she's like, I hate woodpeckers. And she goes, but I'll be out in a second. And she just like closes the door.
Okay. He marches over to someone else's door. I don't know. Dazernan's. Knock, 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 knock.
There is no response.
Oi. 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 Oi.
This woodpecker flies and lands on the door. Oh, you need some help there, buddy?
What?
Oh.
Oi. It's time to wake up.
Oh, okay.
I can do this all day. I love doing this. This is, like, my favorite thing. That's why they had me do this.
Well, I'm glad you're getting your kicks.
I'll pass by and give a knock back on the door.
Upon knocking, the woodpecker's actually very startled. Just kind of bolts backwards and, oh!
Doesn't usually knock back.
Well, I think that means that something's on the other side and probably mad at me now. So, let's go to the other one. Sky, that's her name. Sky. Sky-yi. Sky. No, just Sky.
Oh, whatever you say, buddy.
I see now marches over, I assume.
I open the door before he even knocks. I've heard everything else.
Yeah, this space is small enough. It's all been...
I've heard the series of knocks. And nope.
Oh, it's time to wake up.
I figured.
Okay, the bird told me.
Okay.
Hold on. Asin would like to hold his wrist out for the woodpecker to land on, and then he's going to bring it over to Sky's door so it can knock. Even though it's open, like to the edge.
make a little animal handling roll for me.
Yay! What is his animal handling? Not terrible. What that's was cocked. That roll? Yeah, it's super cocked. Try that again. Okay, that's a 17.
The woodpecker seems to get your intention fairly quickly and hops onto your arm. And she go over and gives a little...
Thanks.
Just making sure you did your job.
Thanks.
It's just really weird being in the mental state to be like, all right, let's sound like a bird.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. I can cast Speak Animals at will.
Talk to all the aminals.
Plan on it.
Ask the baby goats what the hell's going on.
Oh, yeah, where are the baby goats?
Well, I've got one. I've got Sage.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened with the other goats. I don't remember. I put it down.
They had kind of just followed you afterward.
That's right.
And they had been just kind of circling around your feet. And they were actually very quiet the night before. They had kind of found a little corner in the room.
And tired themselves.
Yeah, they were very tired kids. But with all the commotion, their ears had perked up. And, well, I can't say everyone's in the room now. But as Sky's certainly moving around more and Osine's been moving around the room, they've hopped up on their... They're prancing around just... Just a little bit. It's just the occasional.
Oh god, they're multiplying.
It's a whole herd of baby goats comes down the tunnel.
You just get one that just screams.
So Nesrin, yes, you've taken a moment to compose yourself and come into the room.
When you need to be a little bolder, just be a little bolder. Okay, I can do this. Yes, she's like behind her door. She's gotten dressed. She's like wearing, she's holding the mask that Maggie gave her. And she's trying real hard to get out of her room emotionally.
Oof.
I can do, yes. All right.
Clap, clap.
Oh, okay, that did it. It's Kara. Hi, Kara.
As you open the door, the little goat that had had two of us on the door kind of flops down and just looks at you with those weird, adorable goat eyes.
Oh.
Meh.
Yeah.
And then prances back around the room, jumping on her brother at one point.
Nice.
Well, everyone's up.
Where's the woodpecker gives a flutter. It is still on Osine's arm.
Yeah, I imagine that if he wanted to perch up on his head or shoulder or something, a little less mobile. It's like, okay, just maybe, like, don't poop on me. That's about all I can ask.
I make no promises.
That's fine. I've snuck like him.
I am a creature of the wind. I am freedom. Oh, God, what time? Oh, God, I'm supposed to be there by now. Bye.
And he does kind of give a little flutter with his wings and flies out of the room down the tunnel.
Oh. I imagine that Sky is just, like, chasing the goats and being chased, running around the room with them.
And the goats are incredibly thrilled by this.
It's like, yes, play time. Great.
What an interesting little thing. Freedom, but it's late for something.
Dazernan's absence is still notable in the room.
Is he not up yet? Oh, okay.
Sage, go get him.
I'm gonna go over and open the door.
Get him, goats, get him.
Get him! Sick him, goats.
I'm probably just putting on my quiver. And, what?
That's a goats.
Both of the goats, and these are still fairly young goats. They're probably only like 10, 15 pounds or so. Do that goat thing where they'll rear up on their legs and try to like headbutt you. But because they're only like 10 pounds, it's really, it's like a toddler running into your leg. It does more to the toddler than...
I let them trample me.
There are worse ways to die.
With a very unceremonious, like, oh, as I pretend to fall to the ground and let them just meh over me.
Oh, and yes, they have a plethora of happy bleats to be let loose at this victory. I guess they'll view it as a victory. And plants a little flag on you.
Oh, God.
Impaled my gun.
Nesrin's going to take out a piece of bark from inside one of her bags, and she's going to, like, scratch, like, a stick figure that looks like Dez, and then a goat, and then Tally. One for goats.
Goats one, Dez zero.
They've taken the lead, and they will continue to have the lead for as long as they're around.
This is why record keeping is important, folks. Mm-hmm. We have to remember these things. But yes, now everyone is up, and the goats certainly are rearing and ready to go do something.
Yep. All right, so Asim straightens up his shawl, he straightens up his kilt, he messes up his hair, and he grabs a stick, and he says, all right, let's go. The bird flew that way, so...
I guess we go that way.
I mean, it makes sense. This we're wanted outside, so, like, we should probably just go.
Yeah. In the direction where outside is.
Yeah, but not, like, through a window, because that'd be weird and probably hard.
Hey, Sky, are there windows? Here?
No, being underground, there are not any windows.
Sky just, like, grabs her bags. It's like, all right, goats, go find Maggie.
They go prancing down the hall.
Follow the goats, and I take off after them.
Seems a good direction as any.
You know,
when in doubt, follow the goats.
It makes sense to me.
I'll start following as well.
Same.
All right, so you all begin making your way down this hallway. It does look familiar to Dazernan from your travel before, but as you approach the exit of this tunnel, it is much lighter. It is definitely morning. The light coming through the trees is a very warm golden. It's almost like honey dripping from the branches. Ooh, spark. And upon exiting, there's a little bit of a light change, so it takes your eyes just a second to adjust. But you see on the path in front of you, which is really just kind of a trodden path through the moss and everything, but there are these little mushrooms kind of growing on the side that in another time would almost be like little fence things on the side.
Oh. Wait, are we inside? We're inside still?
Coming outside. And just a little ways down this path, being circled by two very excited baby goats, is old Maggie standing there.
Oh, well, thank you for coming up this morning. I thought you were gonna embrace your inner earthworms and just spend all day down there. I mean, I wouldn't blame you. It's not a bad way to spend a century or two, but it's a bit of perspective.
A century?
Oh, well, you ain't never seen an old earthworm, have you?
No, but I don't think I've ever seen the same earthworm twice. Unless I have, it's very weird.
Well, no, usually, I mean, after all, that was an earthworm hole you were just staying in, so...
Desiree just looks back and at the size of it just...
Oh. What?
What?
Oh, wow. That's a little bit gross.
And disconcerting.
But also impressive.
Yeah.
I think we've just nailed down exactly what this place is. All right, pack it up. We're good to go.
The scene's just like, all right, back on the boat. Let's skedaddle, y'all.
Let's get out of here.
I'm going to put on the mask now and see if it does anything.
So upon putting on the mask, you certainly get an iridescent sheen to everything around you. It is, while not like full-blown kaleidoscope, the way the colors kind of interact and everything now is really neat looking. Very Alice in Wonderland-ish.
She's just staring straight off into space, just looking at the trippiness that's going, whoa.
Why, you'll start getting used to it, dearie.
Oi,
did there's she... a lot more to be seen in this world than meets the naked eye.
She like looks over at Maggie. That makes me a little nauseous.
Well, we do recommend that you take a break probably every about 30 minutes or so. And if you are prone to any sort of sensitivity to such odd colors and the like, please do be careful. But for the most part, you should be fine there, lass. You'll get used to it.
Did I just put on an Oculus Rift? Like, what's going on?
No, it's the drunk goggles.
The drunk goggles, okay. Whoa.
Oi, you need some Pepto-Bismol?
What?
Yeah.
For indigestion, upset stomach, and they're not a sponsor?
Yeah, gotcha.
We'll force Oculus and Pepto-Bismol into sponsorship in this episode.
We're going to have to work together, all right?
That's right.
I didn't realize there was anything to be solved.
When she looks at anybody, is it just overwhelming how weird it is?
Everything is just different enough that it is very overwhelming to you right now. Mm-hmm. But upon glancing around at your compatriots, everyone seems a little shiny. But Dizernan and Osin seem especially shiny.
What?
And
fabulous.
Looking at Maggie as you pass over, it's kind of like when you got that car parked across the street that gets that just right reflection to be like,
ow,
flip you in the eye. It's kind of like that feeling, but all of her. She's very bright, very bright.
Okay, I look away from, and then I'm looking at Dez and Osin, and I'm like, did you two take a bath? You're so shiny.
Sniffs himself. Don't think I did.
Well, the implication, Dizernan is open to the possibility that he had a bath without his knowledge. Dizernan's like, it happens sometimes, you know?
You know, sometimes.
You wake up and you're like, why am I naked? And they're like, we made you take a bath.
Weird things can happen in your sleep.
Okay.
Canonical, Dizernan's a very heavy sleeper, I guess.
No, I don't think I did. I mean, I took no.
No. I'm going to take off the mask and be like, oh, it was just the mask. Well, Maggie was shiny too. Pointy.
Oh, well, thank you. I find a wee bit of the river mud in the morning helps keep those wrinkles at bay.
Right, exfoliating is very important.
Should be
Oh, I am getting raven's feet. I need some.
Probably the closest representation I can think of for Maggie as far as just how much of a, like, little old lady she is the old lady from Howl's Moving Castle right now.
Sophie?
Like, Sophie, that's Yay! Right, yeah. Very old lady-ish. So this is all, yeah.
That's how I feel all don't the time. Don't think the river
mud's working. Well, I don't know. It might be working and just doing its best.
I mean, she was an earthworm, so...
Possibly.
Who knows?
After this initial meeting has kind of resolved itself, Maggie will...
Well, as I told you, you're a bit of a... celebrity. Celebrities, I should say. Not a boy band, you're individuals. As we're all individuals in this world. By that same token... People don't actually know you that well yet. They know of you, but they don't really know you.
Makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
And there are those whom, even with the trials, are a bit curious and perhaps even a tad bit hesitant about you. But while people may know of you, they don't necessarily know much about all of you as individuals yet. And after all, that was very much the point that... we were trying to make is that there's something to each of you, as there is to every person out there. So I think it might be time for you to meet some of the other residents of the Isle. And, well, hopefully you'll impress them. If you don't, well, that's really up to you. But probably be better if you did.
I mean, we can try, but isn't it more up to them?
Well, I mean, no, because sometimes what you gotta do is you go to a new place, like, say you're going to the next village over, uh-huh. And you're like, well, you know, I'm gonna be here for a while, so I have to go and say hello to everyone in town. And you're just like, oh, hello, you're the guy with the hammer, and hello, you're the chief. Oh, hello, and you're the medicine man, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. But isn't it up to them whether or not they're impressed of you?
Well, yeah, but...
That's what I was getting at there.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like, oh, well, what if they didn't want to talk to us? I thought that was what you're going for.
Oh, no, we can talk to them, and they don't have to talk to us.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I mean, I do it to you all the time.
From behind Dizernan, you hear... With the amount you're talking, I fail to see why I would be impressed. Actions speak louder than words. And as you turn to face this, you see a very centaurish-like creature in that as you turn, it is the body of something like a large elk. Shaggy fur that hangs and almost seems to be mossy. It very much blends in to this environment around it. But where the neck of an elk would be, you see the... Because you've never seen a flabby centaur, the chiseled abs.
And now I want to see, like, a fat centaur that's just let himself go.
Well, I think we know...
I'm not a young foal anymore. I don't need to keep up with those standards.
Time to just settle down, you know? Live me. Anyway, you were setting a scene, Ben. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Distracted myself.
Got distracted by fat centaurs.
But you see the torso of a... What looks fairly familiar to you of being a human, but it is noticeably kind of an off-shade purple. As you see the face, you can see that there are antlers coming out of the top of this head, and you're not quite sure if it's hair or moss, because it's very scraggly, but also very purposeful, and it forms this kind of mane, or crown perhaps even, and there's a beard leading off of this very sharp, fairly rotund face, and looking at the eyes, they are a very deep yellow, and it's almost, it's uncomfortable. You've felt that look from times in the past when you were hunting, and you, of course, survived, but were, for a brief moment perhaps, contemplated as the one being hunted. And it's a very tense, or terse kind of moment, as this eye contact's made.
Just, yeah, take, like, swallows a spit for a second. I haven't had much of an opportunity to prove myself yet.
That is true.
I'm sure it will. As I am now looking over the rest of his body, noticing the deer body, like...
It's not polite to stare.
And then look back to the group while trying not to stare at him for too long.
And it should be noted that he is very large. You probably... can make eye contact with... you could brush his nipples with the top of your head. Like, I was going to say eye contact with his belly button, but not quite.
Sky
not quite
probably. Yeah.
Just like... For Sky, yeah, because Sky is a...
Sky is...
A fairly small individual. Sky, you could probably walk under him and only have to duck ever so slightly.
Ha, I see. You're always one to make an entrance there, Carabrimbos.
Oh, hold on. I've got this. Asin steps forward, puts out his hand. Hello, nice to meet you. My name's Asin, son of Sayershi.
Nesra just shakes her head.
I'm sure you already knew that.
Scallion is great.
Yeah, I like it. Like he almost has to hold his hand up straight up to get to this guy's hand level.
And after a moment of staring from these very intense eyes, there's a chuckle. Yes, and he reaches down and grabs your hand. It is very large.
Oh wow.
But at the same time, it's not like they're not very calloused or anything like that. They're very, they're noblemen's hands. They're almost soft.
Oh, hello, Carrie Brimbos, Lord of the Forest. And she bows.
Is that what we were supposed to do?
I don't know. Should we bow?
Well, I've already shook his hand, so I think I'm past that part.
You are an interesting group.
Aye, that's a word.
Care not for the formalities much, although I am a bit tickled.
Aye, watch out. My mother always said the tickle monster would come and get me.
The what monster?
And it might come after you too.
Any monster that approaches me shall find its end soon after. Even this one of the tickling variety.
That's a good line.
And he does have a kind of puzzled look for a second as he thinks of the tickle monster. I'm not sure he's heard of that one.
Okay, that was my joke. Everyone else do the exposition thing. That's how this goes, right?
I already introduced myself. No, I didn't. My name's Nasrin. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. My name's Nasrin.
Not so small one. Still your heart. You need not worry. I am not here to judge you. He looks towards Zizzer. You, on the other hand.
I think he's going to judge me.
What gave it away?
The fact that he looked towards me.
Well, Asina's going to take one very comically large step away from Dizernan.
Come. You fancy yourself a hunter, and we shall see how you hunt.
Okay. I'll start walking in a direction. Kind of like, am I going the right way, almost?
So you begin taking several steps down the path, and let's loose another chuckle. Enthusiastic. I like it. You see him not quite 180 hop, but do that very deer just kind of bloop, and he leaps off into another direction in the forest. And it is a fairly decent pace.
Okay, yeah. Desert tries to keep up.
Go ahead and make a survival roll for me as you begin taking off into the woods behind him.
So do we just stay here? I get... Okay.
Hey, Goats, how much do you want to bet he's not going to do well? I agree.
Over or under, 5 broken bones.
I got 23 on my survival check. I'll have you know.
So, Desernin, you...
Hey, but we're taking bets.
After your initial hesitation, you do take off after Carabrimbos fairly quickly and do find yourself making good progress through the brush and the like as you begin following him through the forest. Old Maggie will give a little head shake.
Oh, always in such a hurry, that one. Like, there's not a whole island full of monsters to hunt. Can't go more than 5 feet before you bump into one here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah, Maggie!
Oh, see, what did I tell you? I bumped into one. At least this one's a very polite one.
Oh, tries to pinch Nesrin's cheek.
Pinch my cheek now!
Nesrin's a monster.
Thanks, Kim.
Well, since the rest of you aren't so hunting inclined, there were others who were a little bit more interested in taking a peek at you.
Okay.
Well, right, go ahead and follow me. Starts making her old lady walk down the path.
A scene actually does follow her.
Yeah, I follow her.
It is incredibly easy to keep up. It is. You literally can't even walk normally. You have to stutter.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Step on your
shoes. And you go down the path for just a little ways, and you can see that there are branches off in other directions. And as you are walking, I want Sky to make a perception check for me.
Oh boy, I'm so good at those. That's not too bad. 16!
So as the group is slowly making its way down the path, you notice that off on this path to your right, you see, first it looks like one of the kind of shimmering motes of, you don't know if it's dust, stuff floating that's shiny.
Shimmery stuff.
Yes. It catches your eye as it moves back and forth. They don't normally do that. That's weird. As you look at it just a little bit longer, it gets closer to you, and all you can really make out right now is that it's this shining light, and there's these fluttering wings, like dragonfly wings, behind it. And as you continue a little bit further, you have to take 2 steps this time. You waited too long. Maggie got ahead of it. But as you look back again, you see it's gotten even closer. And in fact, it seems to almost have vaguely humanoid shape to it in this little glowingness. And from that, you see this ever so tiny hand and arm give a little over here gesture.
I guess I'm gonna go follow the thing.
You figure what the hell, you can catch up with Maggie very quickly, if need be.
It's like I'm just like thinking about, I look back at like how fast she's going, I'm like, yeah, I can do it. I can make it.
And go. And as you head that direction, there is a little side trail that you are following that it seems to be above. And as you get closer, it's a little cross between a human and a dragonfly floating there.
It's probably a tiny flying person.
Yeah, like the size of your thumb.
Whoa, the Wubalina.
I just thought of that too.
As you approach a little closer, you hear a very high-pitched little voice.
I'm ready.
Look a bit lost here, lass.
Not necessarily.
Well, I don't think that's the way you want to go.
And I could always turn back.
Do we notice her talking to somebody?
Make perception rolls for me.
Did you know this guy just walk off?
15.
5. Asin doesn't know anything.
Definitely doesn't catch it. And
he's got to take care of the elder in the situation. It's fine.
Yeah, Nesrin, you notice that she's kind of a little further ways back, but God, the pace is so slow. It doesn't warrant too much interest initially. Maybe she just saw a rock she liked or something.
Oh, shiny rock. Oh, I know how that is. I'm going to start looking for shiny rocks.
I'm going to say I found a really cool rock. No.
Are there any rocks?
Roll for rock.
Yeah. Roll for rock.
Oh, it's a nat 20.
Yeah.
Do I find him? Do I find him? Is he here?
As Nesrin does notice, there are a bit more rocks than mushrooms here, and you notice, oh, one of them's really cool looking. And you go to pick it up, and as you start picking it up, it's weird. The moss growing on it almost looks like letters. That's weird. A D, a W. These little spindly hands reach out from under it and grab it and say, "Oh, don't fuck with my house!" Oh, back down.
Yeah, what? Oh. That spindly guy was weird.
His house just has Dwayne the Rock Johnson written on it.
Yeah. It's an autograph.
His house just has, like, posters of Dwayne The Rock Johnson littering the whole wall.
Justin's gonna walk up to a scene and be like, I just... Be careful picking up rocks, because I guess they're people's homes.
Oh, I didn't know that. And he's, like, scooping up some pebbles from the side of the road. Didn't notice that.
Mm. Oh, okay. I mean, as long as no one yelled at you, usually... Oh, I hope they were home. That's gonna be really weird.
Well...
Yes.
It wouldn't be the first time I went somewhere else and took something that wasn't mine from somewhere that I shouldn't have been, while people weren't there.
You're a thief.
Well, no. I mean, I did it as part of...
You're a serial borrower.
Well, no. I don't steal things.
Okay.
I and the rest of the Daguerre tribe would walk over to the next village, and we just, while they were away, we just take everything, and then we'd go back to our place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my moms would do that. They would just go sailing and then come back with a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just all this stuff out there. Crazy.
Finders keepers.
Crazy. All these churches filled with gold, and no one who can fight.
Yeah. But as we go back to Sky.
Oh, yes, I found a fairy.
Yes.
In other news.
I mean, it's not like it's a bad way, but I don't think you'll find what you're looking for.
I'm just gonna take out my little, like, amulet compass thing and just kind of look at it.
And you notice as you look at it that, gosh darn, this seems to be the direction, and kind of the general direction it was pointing. And while the needle's still spinning a little bit, it definitely seems to like this direction in front of
you. Towards where the fairy is, or towards where Maggie is going?
Towards where the fairy is.
Okay.
Oh, I know when people are doing that.
What?
Woo! I'm surprised I could do this register. But I know you're looking for something. Maybe I can help you find it.
I show them, like, the compass, and... Well, this says I need to go somewhere over here.
Oh, now you follow me!
I just kind of like look back at like old Maggie and all that. I'm like, I can probably catch up. I just go.
And as you begin setting down this path, the thing flying in front of you definitely moves faster than you do. But it continues to kind of stop and wait. And for the time being, there's just the one path. So
I'm definitely making sure not to like step on toadstools or like anything like that, because I've been told those stories. I'm like, do not do that.
Picking your way very carefully, and you begin following this into the forest. As go back to Seen and Nesrin, slowly, slowly plodding along after Maggie.
Well, what?
Woo! You're right there, Gran.
Sorry, I had a wee bit of a fairy stuck in my throat there for a second. Hey, how are you finding the air so far? Well, you've had all of a morning and a night to do anything.
But I mean, it's real pretty to look at.
Why? Hey, most dangerous things are. Like them peacocks. You got them attitudes on them. Don't like them. They're not allowed here anymore.
Oh, what a peacock.
You watch your attitude there.
So a peacock is it's a type of bird, but it's one of those ones that's like think it's too good for you. Like it's like up its own self, and so it's like it walks around like it's got like all the money in the world, but it's just a bird. It'll just walk around in the place where there's other animals, and it'll just heck at you and try to get your food.
Oh yeah, fuck those guys.
I mean, they're really pretty, but they're kind of mean.
Yeah. Well, forget that guy. My attitude. What do you mean?
Your attitude.
Okay.
You know the thing that you do when you get mad at people when they say words at you.
Oh no! I did it again.
just a wee bit, lass. It's all right.
I've been trying so hard not to. All right, I'll walk on it. This is the barbarian. I mean, I like the Isle. It's one of the nicer places I've been. I mean, to look at. Well, I don't know. I mean, there was that one coast. That was really pretty. There was like weird. The rocks were shaped funny. Like the stone was shaped funny. It was kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It just, you know how most rocks were like round? They were all angular. Yeah.
Oh, we call those sharp rocks.
Yeah.
Really, sometimes when you're painting, you have to mix up your palette a bit. It is true. It is true.
At least there are friendly trees here.
Why, most of the ones here have learned to be rather well behaved. You get some of the saltier ones out a bit further, but we're here for the most part. They're well behaved little saplings.
Goes to one of the big old gnar ones and gives a little pat. If a tree could shake its tail.
I was thinking like if a tree could purr.
Oh no, now it's just full of bees. We have to keep going.
Oh no.
Well, we had 2 steps at a time.
Double time it.
But Naz, she's briefly stopped at this tree for a moment. From one of these other side paths, you hear the padding of shoes walking down. It takes but a moment before you see coming around the edge of the tree. Fairly large figure, probably 6.5 feet or so. And it looks a lot like a person. A very large, broad person with not necessarily unkempt, but a bit wild, fiery red hair with a large, bushy beard hanging down. As this thing comes around the corner, Maggie, who looks away from petting the tree for a moment.
Hoping we bump into here. Over here!
This one's just like real quiet but big-eyed, like, whoa.
As this figure sees Maggie, it raises one of its arms in a big, big old arm wave, hello, and it begins plodding over your direction, and it only takes a couple of steps. especially after Maggie's pace. It's very... All right, we're here. All right, look at that. And as this figure comes up, you can see it looks very much like a person in mostly kind of leather clothing that seems to be of fairly decent make. Like, it's nothing to knock your socks off, but there was some intention at least of making it last had gone into it. And the figure lets loose a hearty...
It's good to see you there, Maggie. Was thinking you'd be gone away too long. You'd forgotten to come on home in the first place.
Why, you know I always make my way home, don't you, Dagda?
You do. And that's why we're always happy to see you again. It's a good thing that you found these wee little lads and lasses. I was getting a bit old and stuffy here, and well, I remember when I was the new thing. That was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
It's been a hot minute or two. Or three. Or perhaps even four.
Oh, 4 hot minutes?
Ah, that's what I said.
That's what my mom always said about me dad.
Well, you know, sometimes You get what you get and you don't throw it. How rude of me. I should introduce you to one of... Well, if I see a supporter, it makes it seem like there's sides here. And really, there are. In fact, everyone has a side. But his side happens to align with our side quite a bit. This here is Dogda. And he's one of the... Well, I think of him as a new lad, but he's probably been here for quite a while in your eyes. But it was one of the first steps that we, the Fae, made towards being a little more inclusive to those around us. Although, where did you come from again?
Well... I don't know, I just kind of popped up one day, as things are off to do in, well, everywhere given the chance.
Ah, well, that's fair. That is fair. How's the missus?
Oh, good, good, good as always. Hey, she, still beats me in wrestling. I keep trying. I tried that arm hold thing you said, but...
Oh, you mean this? And then I'm gonna...
Oh, no.
I'm gonna put a seat in a headlock.
Okay.
Okay. Like this? Oh, don't be a big baby. I'm barely even touching you.
Well, no. How'd you get the arm to go around like that? I don't know.
Oh, it's real easy, and I'll let go of a scene.
If she can beat you at wrestling, then I imagine she's at least your size. I am a little easier of a target. Oh, okay, great. So Asin tries to do the same thing to Nesrin, but he can't quite because...
I let him, too.
So. He's like, yeah. I never learned. Is it just like he's got her in like the nuggy like, position?
Yeah. You're kind of like that, but you're really gentle.
Okay, he's going to give you...
No!
That's exactly how it goes.
I think I understand.
Just fixed my hair.
I wasn't expecting a nuggie. That threw me off.
No one ever expects the nuggie. No, that's the power of the nuggie.
Shout out to my grandpa.
Well, you seem like an all right group.
I'm Nesrin. Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure. Sticks his hand down. It's like you can grab like two of his fingers.
Whoa. You're so big.
Aye, the name's Asin, son of Sayershi, Manwich from the Highlands.
Oh, man, which sounds like something I'd like. Well, would like to talk to you, but I'd hate to take too much of both of your times, so I'll take the well-versed one. You know what you're doing.
Huh? Oh, me?
Let's have a little chat about. I don't know whatever you mortals do chat about.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to do the headlock thing.
Oh, good. And... kind of start off.
She just like turns and looks at Asin and be like,
Asin looks behind him and realizes that they are the only two people.
He's like, wait, where'd Sky go?
Well, I guess this is where we part ways for a bit.
Guess I'll see you back at the earthworm.
Or wherever we're going next.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna keep following the granny.
Cool. Bye. And she just leaves.
Okay, good luck.
She blew up and got big and pretended like she didn't know anybody. Just walked off.
Oh, just like a peacock.
As Dogda and Nesrin start setting down the path, old Maggie will reach up and pat your head.
Oh, well, that's a good lad.
Hey.
It's probably a good thing you stuck around. We can find a nice little quiet spot and can tell you a little bit about fancy rock and roll.
Oh, I've been wanting to know more about that. Mostly because you left me on a real cliffhanger there.
Oh, well, sometimes you have to hang off of a cliff if you're ever going to jump.
That's probably true. That's.
I wouldn't recommend it though.
Oh, definitely not. No, it'd hurt and you'd probably die.
Oh, well, let's go to that rock over there. It looks like a nice little sunny spot.
That's a sitting rock right there. All right, let's go.
This lad knows his rocks.
We learned that Osine is really an old man.
And as Osine and Maggie begin heading towards this rock, definitely takes a little bit with Maggie.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine.
We cut back to the brush of the woods. Dzernan, you've been running for a good little bit at this point.
Imagine I pulled out my bow just in case he wanted me to try to shoot something while we were running, but not yet. Still chasing after him.
You've been keeping up fairly well so far. You've noticed you're certainly off any kind of path or anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crossed several little streams and the like, and boy, you've been running around so much. You're not exactly sure where you are anymore, but you can see the trail in front of you, at least, left by Karabrimbos, so...
I'm just trying to keep him in my sights.
Yeah. Which is not terribly easy as a... Go ahead and make another survival roll for me.
That's going to be an 11.
As Carabinbrose leaps over this small stream with as much ease as something of that size and four legs can just top over stuff. A little jealous, to be honest. But as you attempt to make the same leap, it's a little harder with your not-elk body. And you do kind of stumble a bit. And as you look up, the bushes in front of you have gone from trembling ever so slightly from the passage to suddenly stilled. It's very quiet around you, except for the trickle of the stream.
Ah, oh, crap. I'll try to run through the room to see if I can't catch another visual of him.
Go ahead and make another survival roll for me.
Okay, that's going to be a 22.
All right, so you leap into the bushes and begin following in that direction, kind of trusting your instincts to lead you in the path. After all, you have gone on many a hunt before, so...
And it does seem like he would leave very notable footprints.
Well, there are definitely signs to be left. It is... The mossy ground is almost springy in its nature, and tracks don't last too terribly long. But you do manage to kind of pick them up, and as you're running through the bushes, you feel a little proud of yourself for having picked it up again, that you almost don't even notice, as you burst through the one bush, that he has stopped. So go ahead and make a dexterity roll for me.
Okay, that's going to be a dirty 20.
Okay. Tony, I was really hoping you were just going to faceplant into it.
I was, too. Dang. I can say that was a 5 instead.
No, the dice land where they may.
As you come to a stop, just short of running into him as a single hand held up. You are fast, I'll give you that.
Well, you don't make it easy to keep up with you.
Both can't. You're doing well so far.
I'll try to look out and see if he's trying to give me a note, some kind of prey or something like that ahead that I'm supposed to notice.
There doesn't seem to be anything quite yet, but he definitely seems to be looking at you with some intention, we'll say. Nearby is the den of Mighty Boar. Now, for one such as myself, this is little more than a trivial task, but mortals are a bit different. Your spring and summer is much shorter than ours. Yet, the candle that burns half as long is hopefully twice as bright. Never been one for candles much.
Neither am I. I prefer torches. Bigger, you can light more area.
You seem to be all right.
You as well. I'm sorry, before then, are you royalty of some kind? Clan chief or something?
In the way that those who are the pinnacle of their craft are royalty amongst others.
Okay.
I am a hunter. Nothing more, nothing less.
Imagine you've hunted many a kind before.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hunts that would, well, sound absolutely ridiculous. But then again, your scope of the world is a bit different than ours. Chasing things across the sky is a little harder for your kind, I hear.
I'll try to, like, look on my back like, well, don't have wings to fly like a bird, so... And I'll look at his back. You don't seem to either, but I imagine you have other ways.
I have many skills available to me. Just as we shall find out what skills you have available to you.
All right.
Sun hangs high, as it is now, and the day seems to be in a good mood. It would likely be for a while. But before the night falls, we'd like you to bring me the hide of this boar. Show me that you are a hunter.
All right. You said it's been seen in this area?
Indeed.
All right.
It has likely made its den deep in one of the brambles. It will be difficult to flush it out. It will not go quietly, either.
All right. I better get started before the sun starts sinking lower. And with that, I'll try looking around, see if I can't find any traces of said boar.
You can make a survival check for me as you begin looking around the area.
That's only going to be a 9.
So you do not find any immediate tracks, but you do begin kind of picking up the lay of the land a bit. And it does seem as if the land is kind of sloping in this direction. And you figure it would make sense it would find a lower point. So you begin kind of setting off in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Are you moving through the underbrush in any sort of particular fashion right now? Or just kind of setting a walking pace?
Yeah, kind of a walking pace. I'm not trying to be too brash and give my location away entirely, but not entirely. I'm trying to hide every step I'm doing.
Okay. So you follow the lay of the land for a little bit. Carabinbrose was left standing there as you set off. You didn't hear anything, but you have the feeling you're being watched still.
Yeah, I'm just going to guess that he's going to watch me the entire time, so don't mess up.
Just giving himself a little pep talk. But yeah, go ahead and make a perception check for me as you are making your way through the underbrush.
Oh, that's only a 7.
While it is more quiet here than you're kind of used to, there are sounds to be heard in the, like, chirpings of birds. Off in the distance, you hear a little
from somewhere. And as you're making your way into the start of one of these gullies, the bushes in front of you suddenly begin shaking and...
Well, I will duck into a brush to hide myself quickly.
Go ahead and make a stealth roll for me.
Okay, that's going to be a 15.
The bushes rumble. You kind of attempt to hide and duck yourself into this bit of bramble here. And charging out of the bushes, ripping chunks of the bushes up with its large tusks, you do see this very large boar coming squealing out of the bushes. And it's gouging at the ground. It is very large.
It's sniffing for trouble.
Snuffing around the area. It's probably about 10 yards away from you. You do get the feeling, while it hasn't seen you, big old sniffer has definitely picked up on something.
So what I'm going to do is, right now, cast Hunter's Mark on it.
Right.
This way it will make it easier for me to, one, take it down, and two, track it if it gets away. And then I have a hunting trap that I'm going to set up in front of me. I'm going to slowly back up from it. So this way the trap is between me and boar, and then I will try to like take some of the bushes and rustle them a little bit to draw them towards me, and then draw short swords.
So you manage to make it a couple feet away from the trap after setting it up as quietly as you can, and as you are preparing to rustle these bushes, suddenly its head snaps up in your direction, and its beady eyes, there's a moment of recognition. It has definitely seen you, and as you are preparing to rustle it, it begins... charges at you, and as you know, you quickly forget the bushes, you've got its attention. You begin drawing your swords. It reaches the trap, and is there a set DC on the trap or anything?
It was a hunter's trap. That's what I get from being an outlander. DC 13
dex. Okay, so as the boar comes charging towards you, Its front legs miss the trap as they trample over it, but it actually pushes it back into its rear right foot, and it snaps closed on its foot in 1d4. So it'll take 3 damage, and it stops almost inches away from you. But yeah, it is right in front of you, and it has kind of recoiled a little bit as this has happened. It definitely seems to be coming for you. Your chain affixed to the ground is certainly straining as it's bucking at it, trying to pull it out.
I'll bonus action Slayer's Prey to get extra damage on it, and then I'll give out like a war cry and charge forward to start slashing at it.
Go ahead and make an attack roll for me.
Ooh, that's gonna be an 8 to hit.
As you slash at it, you actually manage to catch it, but its hide is so thick that rather than piercing through it, it turns your blade and you just cut through some of this thick hide as it swings around trying to hit you with its goring tusks.
Whoa.
And remind me of your AC?
14.
So he will connect. As you're trying to pull your arm back, he manages to catch you in the forearm, and you will take 5 piercing damage as its tusk bites deep through your vambrace into your arm. It doesn't do any favors as he rips it out, too. What would you like to do? Even as it tugs at the trap, the chain holds firm for another moment.
I will also remind you that every time they fail to get out of the trap, they take 1 point of piercing damage.
They do take 1 more point of piercing damage. Its leg is looking rather bloody right now.
I will attempt to start trying to cut down some of its other legs that aren't caught in the trap right now.
All right, go ahead and make your attack roll for me.
That's even worse. Cool. That's going to be a 7 to hit. I mean, yeah.
And it's thrashing around. It's surprisingly agile for how large it is. It's dancing around, and you're unable to make a solid connection with it.
Okay, one more time with a short sword. Bonus action, try attack with a short sword.
Beautiful.
That's going to be a 17 to hit this time.
All right, so go ahead and roll for your damage as this time your sword finds purchase. It plunges into its flesh.
That's going to be max damage of 9 piercing damage.
So for one of its front legs, as it's thrashing around, you manage to scoop the blade up under it, and you sever a great number of tendons and meat with that. A lot of blood begins gushing out, and it lets loose up.
Oh, I forgot. Hunter's Mark also gives me an extra d6 of damage on that as well.
That is right. The Hunter's Mark is still...
Well, you're screaming in pain.
Let me throw on another 6 damage to that.
Because Discerning just pulls out a lemon and is like... As you're pulling it out, you actually twist it and it bites into its ribs as well. And it is looking very rough. As you retreat ever so slightly, it thrashes and the chain does pull out of the ground, and being so wounded, it lets loose a cry. It's very hurt, and it actually begins retreating through the bushes into these thicker brambles as it runs away from you.
We'll be done soon. I'll charge forward to go finish it off.
Alright, so as it goes into the brambles, which are very, very thick, essentially, like, if you've ever fucked around in a rose bush, they're super thick rose bushes with extra thorns. Yay!
Probably only thorns.
Just only thorns, yeah. So go ahead and make a survival roll for me as it kind of begins ducking into these.
That's going to be a 9, Chief.
As kind of dive into the brambles after it, they scratch at you and tear your skin, and you will take 1 point of damage. However, you do have another opportunity to attack.
All right, I will go for it.
All right, go ahead and make your attack roll for me.
Yeah, that's going to be a 19 to hit.
All right. Go ahead and roll your damage for me.
That's going to be 10 slashing damage.
You stab down through the brambles and actually catch it near the base of the spine and sever it, whatever. Collapses to the ground. From the edge of the gully up above you.
I buy your spirit. That was with much gusto.
I'll sheath my blades. Oh, I'll sheath one of them. And then I'll kneel down and put a hand against the boar. Thank you, old friend. You put up a good fight. I'll take the trap off, and then I'll start respectfully taking the hide off of it.
And we'll say you've done this enough times that, especially since you have the time to do so, it's fairly easy for you to not fuck up. Not necessarily easy, but you know what you're doing. And before long, you do have this hide separated. Carabrimbosis come down into the gully at that point.
I'm impressed. Done well, Deserting of the Mortals.
Thank you, Carabros of the Fae.
That is a good title. I'll have to keep that one.
Well, I'll fold it up. The boar hide you wanted, and I'll present it to him.
Thank you. Perhaps there is something to you mortals after all.
As we'll go over to Skye. And so, Skye, you are traveling down this path, following this little, we can just outright call it a fairy at this point.
Cool.
And it keeps gesturing you forward. It's hesitating just enough that it's able to kind of converse with you.
Mm-hmm. Go get back into fairy voice. Yeah, here we go.
I really want this fairy voice to be a New Yorker as well.
You might have to make it deeper to actually understand it.
Yeah. Just slow it down.
So, what are you looking for?
My husband.
Oh, your husband? Did you misplace him?
He misplaced himself.
Oh, well, that's why I always keep mine under a rock. That's where I know where he is.
Maybe I should do the same thing when I find him.
That might be a good idea. Whereabouts did you leave him last?
The last time I saw him, he said that he was going on an adventure, and then half his party came back without him.
Oh, well, that sounds like a rough adventure. I've never been on one myself, but I've heard things. They sound really fancy. Are you on an adventure now?
I guess so.
Oh, does that mean I'm on an adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat. Thanks for including me.
Of course. Looks like a fairy adventure.
Well,
yeah. I want a social encounter.
No, I don't care much.
As you're traveling down this path, Path's getting a little less clear, and you come to a point where there's a left and a right option available, and your little fairy friend suddenly stops and...
I don't actually know from here.
Take out the amulet compass and look at it and see if it's saying one side versus the other.
Go ahead and make an arcana check for him.
Oh boy, I'm so good at those. 8.
It seems to be pointing both ways. Darn.
It's one way or the other, right?
I guess so.
Well, I guess you could just pick one and it might lead somewhere good, or I don't know, maybe the other one leads to a pit of death full of teeth and spikes and all that kind of stuff.
Are those common maybe around here?
Maybe. Well, I don't know, I think maybe the left side looks really nice, especially this time of year.
Okay, I'm just gonna take one of my darts out of my pocket and like throw it up in the air and let it fall in whichever way the like metal end is pointing is the direction I'm just gonna go.
Toss it up, comes out, it sticks at the ground.
Not like
they are weighted that way.
All right, I'll just pick up my dart and it's like, well, I guess we're going left then.
Oh, that's great.
So you begin setting off down that way a little bit. Make a dexterity roll for me.
Oh no!
Oh no! Not the monk.
6.
Oh,
I rolled real low.
So as you begin, as you step over one of the roots of the tree,
fall into a pit of death and die.
The ground you step on doesn't stay there.
Oh God.
And yeah, you begin falling through as these leaves drop down, and you see that, yes, there's this open pit in front of you. Make a dexterity, another dexterity roll for me.
Is that like a, can you acrobatics?
An acrobatic roll, yeah.
Yay. Please be good. That's not the worst. That's a 12.
So you do manage to, although rather ungracefully, grab the root as you're kind of flailing behind, and
And you feel wrong for it. I can't believe it. You feel for it. That was so great. Oh, it's a shame you didn't get to the bottom, though. That's where all the spikes are. It would be real funny.
I'm just going to climb out of the pit.
We'll say, yeah, it's fairly easy to climb out of the pit. And the fairy, maybe not so friend, is kind of flying up a little higher now.
Oh, come on. That was funny, wasn't it?
No, not really.
Oh, I had a good laugh.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, well, this has been fun. Have fun finding your husband. Maybe put him under a rock next time.
It's taking all of my instinct not to hit this thing with the frying pan. Bam! We got to be nice to the creatures here.
Oh, but yeah. Now you'd be a good sport, at least. If you go to the right or the beach, you'll find something.
Are you lying to me?
No, I wouldn't lie about that. You'll definitely find something.
Seems like a trustworthy person.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to turn around and try and be like real careful where I step now. go down the other path.
Go off to the right. Pick your stepping spots very carefully. And you do a pretty good job very carefully making your way through. The forest does open up a bit, and you do find yourself there at the beach as you're looking down at the beach. Not a whole lot going on. Suddenly one of the waves... Do you see red down on the beach like an orange is red?
Cautiously approach. Definitely have my frying pan out, just in case.
As you get closer, it's some kind of figure has been kind of washed up, and it has this orangish red hair sitting there, and it's kind of in a crumpled pile.
Definitely just like use my foot to like flip it over the person over on their back.
As you do that, you are greeted with a as a manatee with a red wig. Looks at you with those big old dumb manatee eyes. They're adorable. Just kind of start flopping back into the ocean.
This was stupid. I'm just going to throw one of my darts just vaguely in its direction, like hit a tree next to it, but not hit it.
Go ahead and just make a ranged attack roll for me.
24.
So you do a very good job. You throw it right at this tree next to it, and there's a solid thud as it hits it. And,
oh, I need to be so... I thought it was funny. Well, maybe not that funny, but I'll laugh. Anyway, best of luck. Bye.
Flutters off back into the forest. Let's look over to Nezrin. And so, Nezrin, you are walking down the path currently with this large figure called the Dogda.
So, you wrestle your wife, or she wrestles you?
Well, I think it's only fair to say, after all, she is a little bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
Of course, all the beautiful ladies are.
It's a very, very dumb look on his face, and you see his cheeks get very red.
Oh, sorry, got a little bit distracted thinking about my wife.
Yeah, I noticed. That's really cute. Do you have any children?
Oh, lots, I suppose. I think you might be one.
What?
Big scratch. Well, it's kind of a long story, but mortals are kind of a newer thing, if you catch my drifting.
Yeah.
Well, I may have had a part in it, but I don't want to take all the credit.
I don't know what to do with this a part in it? How did you have a part in it?
Well, I mean, some of the bottle may shape the clay into something, but the clay's still got to be there.
Do I know any religion or...
Make a history roll for me.
A history? Oh, that's not as good as my religion.
Make a religion.
Heck yes! History. It's 12.
So, you know, while there are a variety of stories regarding where people came from, in the context, one seems to stick out that was people were created by people-ish figures of much greater power, but that they themselves were not necessarily the first either.
Okay, so you created mortal.
Well, I at least had part in.
Well, with someone. I mean,
a couple people.
Sorry. What? I'm thinking of this in a very mortal text. You said clay, right?
Well, yeah, what else would you make someone out of?
I don't... So, do you know how mortals make other mortals?
Well, I assume we get the clay and start moving it around a little bit.
You're close. I can't believe I'm having this conversation. It's fine.
I'm curious.
Do you kiss your wife?
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of that.
Okay.
And she's so pale normally. Now she's just beet red. And she's like, yeah. And then, And then add the clay bit. There you go.
I have to try that next time.
Don't tell me about it. Do me a favor. Keep it between you and your wife.
Not a very good teacher, then.
No, I've never been.
Well, that's fair. So? I've never been a great one myself. I still... Why the kissing?
Well, because when you kiss somebody, you do it when you love them. And you want to show them how much you love them. It's just a very, it's the one action you do to show someone you love them.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but kissing doesn't always have to lead to clay mush and slide.
it could just be
like, you kiss your friend on the cheek and, you let them know that you love them.
But when do I get the clay then?
When you really love someone and when you're married.
Only when you're married.
I don't know how to explain this. I've never done it.
It's fair.
I've kissed people, but...
You mortals are an old bunch.
Yeah.
I kind of like you.
Thank you. I think you're cool. You look really strong.
Oh, very.
Yeah?
It's a boy of pride for myself.
So you wanted to talk. It wasn't about that, was it?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I got a little distracted by that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I got distracted by your wife.
She's very distracting. Well, I guess it was kind of right, isn't it? What is the mortal world like?
The mortal world like?
Mortal world. What's it like?
Well, the first thing is there's no magic, like old Maggie. Or there's some magic. I guess there's a little bit because, some of the people, some of my friends can make things happen, like rock shiny.
Oh.
And turn into things and move like the wind. But yeah, and then we just hunt and travel, and then we borrow things from each other. Sometimes without asking. Yeah.
Sounds like there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah, there is. I've been traveling for a while now, and I barely even... This is the first time I've gotten off, I guess, my island. I don't know how big it is, but...
Hmm.
Enough that it's taken long enough, I've gotten older. I'm sorry, I'm not very entertaining.
Well, I think I'd like to explore this world. Oh, it feels a little small anymore. Maybe I'm getting bigger.
They're pretty big. I mean, I'm just 5'7", but you're
You're at least 2 tree stumps tall. That's not bad.
Right? I mean, yeah. So you've never been there. You created us. Oh, you're a god. You're a god?
That feels a little big to call, but...
Well, you're big.
So is for mortals, perhaps.
Well, I mean, just don't go telling anybody you're a god, because they'll just think you're crazy. Or they'll...
Well, that's fair.
Either way.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah, you seem like a very humble guy.
Just want to wrestle my wife.
Tell me
off. I just want to wrestle my wife in peace.
Yeah.
She's really good. I could probably... You've taught me about world out there. I suppose it's only fair that I teach you a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot other than wrestling.
Yeah.
But you seem like the wrestling type.
Oh, yes. I am the wrestling type.
Oh, good. All right. And he then proceeds to... I guess it's still think of it as sparring.
Mm-hmm.
He wrestles with you and teaches you some of this. And while there are certainly some technique things you pick up, just dealing with someone this much larger than you is a very educational experience for you. And you feel like you learn a good little bit. bit.
Okay.
A good little bit out of this.
Cool.
You have an additional +1 to grapple people now.
Ooh.
As we go over to Osine.
Aye.
Old Maggie's finally settled down on her rock.
I'd like to think that in the episode, it was real time between that scene yes. and actually sitting down.
That one was real time.
This is a very comfy rock.
Aye, he pats it. It's probably had a lot of butts sitting on it over the years.
Ghost butts.
Maybe even bug butts and animal butts and maybe even a few ghost butts.
It's amazing how many things butts touch and we don't even think about it.
Oh, I know.
Well, butts aside, we're here to talk about rocks.
Aye, rocks.
This one sure is comfy.
Maggie? Is the rock we're sitting on, is it a person too?
No, don't think so.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I'm not sure entirely what is and is not people around here.
It's a little unclear sometimes. We'll get used to it.
Right. So, you gave me this rock, and I don't know what the little lines on it mean.
Well, they're a little special thing for you. Because, well, you see, they don't need to be there. But they help put things in the right order, you could think of it. After all, it's, well, I think you've already discovered a bit of it yourself. After all, you have your shiny rocks there.
Oh, aye, yeah, I've got shiny rocks that I got throwing rocks. I've got me magic rocks. I mean, sometimes they're all the same rocks, but it's fine.
That's the thing. Twern't no accident that you can do that. Well, I should say, it's not the rocks that are special, but rather you use them. I'm sure you've noticed you've always been a little different, haven't you?
Oh, aye.
You little man with you.
I've always felt a little, unappreciated and underappreciated and ignored and different and alone.
Aww. Have some notes, dude.
Pulls it out of nowhere.
Pulls it out of nowhere.
Yeah, he is sipping on some newt stew now. But, yeah.
Well, it's no accident. I'm sure you've picked up a little bit. You seem to be a bit of a sharp lad. That, well, this place is a little different than where you're from.
I know. I noticed some algae in the water lately. Maybe you want to get that checked out. I mean, it's never going to be as good as the fresh snow melt, but, I mean, you can try. It does taste a little bit like wine, though.
Really, that's because half the time it is.
Mm.
Well, this land is different from your lands in that when the world, well, when we put it all in order, should think of it as, there was a lot that was a little extra. And, well, at the time, we said it was because everything else wasn't ready for it. But in hindsight, I can't think but we were being a bit selfish. And we kept a lot of that extra for ourselves. Well, after all, we were the ones that made it, so that is only appropriate, I feel like. But I think it's about time that we stop keeping that to ourselves. And in fact, that's why you all were brought here in the first place. To start the process. It'll likely take quite a while, but I think you all seem up to the task. What you're going to do is you're going to bring magic back into the world. I say back, because I put it all out there before, but they didn't like that I did, so it all got brought back. But, well, not all of it. I left a little bit out there. Well, more than a little. I'm not always the best at doing what other people want me to do.
Aye, yeah, seems about on brand for you.
Oh, aye, what you get when you're this old. Crabby, that's what I meant, you get crabby.
Aye, so if you're telling me that you made the world?
Well, not by myself, but...
Maggie, just how old are you? I mean, you gotta be at least 6,000 years old if you're gonna make the Earth.
As old as I need to be.
You know, it's really rude for me to ask someone's age. My bad.
Don't you know, lad? Quack!
Grab with a spoon from somewhere.
I have seen many a spring, many a summer, perhaps even more falls. They always were my favorite. But it's winter now, and I think it may have been too many, or perhaps just enough. It's all about that perspective. But as I'm sure that you will discover in the coming times, it will not be easy ahead for any of you. Perhaps that's part of why it's time to bring this back into the world.
So, is there a way to do that? Like, other than, like, you know, impressing people around here to, like, letting go of it? Do we need to, like, go out and tell people, hey, there's magic now, look at this, woo!
Well, like any good language, it'll start speaking for itself before too long. But on that little rock right there, you've got your start. So, those little lines, they're bits you can think of them as, you can think of them as guidelines.
Oh, aye.
For getting everything started. And think before long, you'll start finding out things for yourself too. That's when the real fun starts.
So, I don't mean to be rude, but what does it do? I mean, I can make it go real quick and hit people real hard, or, you know, things. And I can make it shiny, but what can you do with the rock?
Oh, well, the real limit to anything, she plucks a little pebble off of the larger rock. And the only limit you'll find comes to be your imagination.
Plops it down into the moss suddenly. A little bush pops up with blackberries on it. Just bloop.
You're in for a ride, boyo, that's for sure.
Hi, old grandmother, it looks like it, but glad I got you leading, pointing me in the right direction.
I'll point you somewhere for sure.
I just kind of would have figured. I just didn't want to assume.
My name's Asim, not Asum.
Asum belongs to Matt Mercer.
And so, as a slightly more in-game mechanic, you are capable now of inscribing stones with magic, which does make them +1 and considered magical for
nice
damage properties.
So they're even better.
Yes. And it is as the group has spread out amongst the island, another day sets on the Isle of Destiny. Who knows what tomorrow will hold for our inept, intrepid heroes.
With actual persons living or deceased
or undead.
Places, buildings, and products are not intended or historically accurate or should be inferred.